يجعلنا بالنور بجهور منا زيننا ننا أبا يجعلنا بالنور دولاب مانا بجانا مساتنجي Toro hoi bhava sindhuri Sita ata bhavata parijana Edina jamini jagire Sita ata bhavata Patamari jana edina jamini jagire Bibale sevenu kripana dura jana Chapala sukala balagire Edana Jovana Putra Parijana Iti Kiyachi Para Iti Re Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Dala Mala Bajahu Hari Pada Itire Bajahu Hari Pada Itire Shravana Kirtana Smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare Shravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare Pujana sakhi jana atmani vedana Govinda Dasa Bilasare Bajahu Remana Sinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Bindure Bajahu Dulaba manava janava satsange Taro e bhava sindure Taro e bhava sindure Jai Nitali Lava Vishnu Mr. Bharat Vangi Sri Si Bhakti Vinan Swami Sri Gopari Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavinda Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Si Gaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Si Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Bhakti Vinda Ki Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Vishwarup Maha Mahotsav ki Srila Prabhupada Sanyas Grahan ka din ki Tai go premanandi All glories to the Assembled Body All glories to the Assembled All glories to the Assembled All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. Glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which makes one fearless. Prabhupada's name was Abhay. Abhaya Charanara Bindari. Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charanara Binda. Just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which makes one fearless. Having attained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Both in day and night I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of heat and cold, the wind and rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have usefully served the wicked and miserly men. What assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. It is desire and the great longing of Govinda Das to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti, namely hearing the glories of the Lord Hari, chanting those glories, constantly remembering him, offering prayers to him, serving the Lord's lotus feet, serving the Supreme Lord as a servant, worshiping him with flowers and incense, so forth, serving him as a friend, and completely offering the Lord one's very self. So that is sannyas, offering everything to the Lord. So, somehow or other, Brahmananda Prabhu was unable to come today. So we have a nice lecture of Prabhupada on the disappearance of his sannyas guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. So we'll listen to that first, then I'll speak some words.
Next is a class on the disappearance of His Holiness Keshava Maharaj, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 21st, 1968, in Seattle.
One has to accept the renounced order from another person who is in the renounced order. So, I never thought that I shall accept this renounced order of life. In my family life, when I was in the midst of my wife and children, sometimes I was dreaming my spiritual master that he is calling me and I was falling. When my dream was over, I was thinking, I was a little horrified. Oh, you might want me to become sannyasi. How can I accept sannyas? At that time, I was feeling not very satisfaction that I have to give up my family and I have to become a mendicant. At that time, it was a horrible feeling. Sometimes I was thinking, no, I cannot say. But again I saw the same dream. So in this way I was fortunate. My Guru Maharaj pulled me out from this material love. I have not lost anything. You are so kind of me. I have gained. I left three children. I have got now 300 children. So I am not losing. This is material conception. We think that we shall be losers by accepting Krishna. Nobody is loser. I say from my practical experience, I was thinking, and how can I accept this renounced order of life? Well, I cannot accept so much trouble. So, but I retired from my family life. I was sitting alone in Vrindavan, writing books. So this, my god brother, he insisted me, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, this title was given in my family life. It was offered to me by the Vaishnava Society. So he insisted me. Not he insisted me, practically my spiritual master insisted me, through him, that you accept. Because without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he wanted me to become a preacher, so he forced me through the god brother, you accept. So unwillingly I accept. And then I remembered that he wanted me to go to the Western country. So I am feeling now very much obliged to my this god brother that he carried out the wish of my spiritual master and enforced me to accept this sannyas order. This god brother, His Holiness Kesava Maharaj, is no more. He has entered Krishna's abode. So I wish to pass a resolution of bereavement and send them. So, and I have composed one verse also in this connection in Sanskrit. So you all present, you sign this, I shall send it tomorrow. The verse I have composed is in Sanskrit. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga.
You listen carefully, you hear Prabhupada writing, signing his name.
This Krishna consciousness is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya means to become detestful to this material world. That is called Vairagya Vidya. And that is possible simply by this Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Apayat Ma. This, just like medicine, a child is afraid of taking medicine. That also I have experienced in my childhood when I became ill. I was very stubborn, I won't accept any medicine. So my mother used to force medicine within my mouth. It is cold. I have thoughts in it. So anyway, similarly, I did not want to accept the sannyas order, but this god brother forced me. You must. Apayanma. Apayanma means he forcefully made me to drink this medicine. Anavishu andham. Why I was unwilling? Anavishu means unwilling. Andham. Andham means one who is blind, who cannot see his future. The spiritual life is the brightest future, but the materialist cannot see to it. But the Vaishnava, the spiritual master, the forceful, in dread. Apayan maam anahusmangam. Sri Kesava Bhakti Pragyananama. So, this my god brother, his name is Kesava, Bhakti Pragyan Kesava. Kripamuni. So, he did this favor upon me. Because you are ocean of mine. So, we offer our obeisances to Vaishnava. Kripamuni. Vanshakalpaturubhrascha. Kripashindu bhareva. The Vaishnavas, the representatives of the Lord, they are so kind. They bring the ocean of mercy for distributing to the suffering humanity. Kipam buddhicca, stavaham prapadde. So, I am offering my respectful obeisances and to this, His Holiness, because he forcefully made me adopt the sannyas order. So he is no more in this world. He has entered Krishna's abode. So I am offering my respectful obeisances along with my disciples. On the first day of my sannyas, I never thought, but I remember that I will have to speak in English. So I remember on that sannyas day when there was a reception, so first of all I spoke in English. So it is all arrangement of Krishna, of higher authority. The day we are writing like this, resolved that we, the unassigned members and devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Incorporated, in a congress meeting under the presidency of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, today, the 21st of October 1968, at our Seattle branch, express our profound bereavement on hearing the passing of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad, Sisimad, Bhakti Pragyan, Keshav, Bhushan, Maya, the sannyas guru, preceptor of our spiritual master, and on October 6, 1968, at his headquarters residence in Navadvip, West Bengal. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srimad D.P. Kesava Goswami Maharaj with the following verse composed on this occasion by our spiritual master. These verses I have already explained to you. So, I wish that you all sign this and I will send it tomorrow by your name.
Not pencil. The key, Divine Grace in the Prabhupada key. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadandigam Adadanastrinandandairidamyachepunapuna Srimad-rupa-padambujo-dhulisyam-janma-janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatrivasta kipasindu vevacha patidanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo nama. So that today is the Purnima of the month of Bhadra, Bhadrapad Purnima. This is the day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Pandharpur and found that his brother Visvarup had left this world, so he made a festival. Therefore it's called Visvarup Mahotsav. The day Mahaprabhu arrived in Pandharpur and found that his older brother Visvarup had left this world. So it is full moon month of the month of Bhadra, second month of rainy season. We're sitting in the most holy Brajadham, where Radha and Krishna's Nitya Leela is continuing to go on. And in that Brajadham, we're sitting in the beautiful Vrindavan Dham where Krishna's Rasalila took place. In that town of Vrindavan, we're sitting in the beautiful temple of Krishna Balaram that was established by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So time and place, everything is very auspicious. And on this day, in 1959, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from His Holiness Bhakti Pragyan Keshavji Maharaj. So we couldn't hear very well, but this tape was in Seattle. Prabhupada was, they had opened up a small center in Seattle, and Prabhupada was there with a few devotees. When telegram arrived that his sannyas guru, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, had left this world, so Prabhupada began to glorify his godbrother Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj and discuss about his taking sannyas. And at that time he created one verse, not created, he altered one verse. In his Vilapa Kusmanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami has a very beautiful prayer to Sanatana Goswami. Vairaga yuga bhakti rasam prayatnair apayam mam anabipsamandam kripambudriya paraduka duki sanatanam tam prabhum ashrayami. Vairaga yuga bhakti rasam. Srila Bhakti Saran Saraswati Thakur has just translated rasa as very tasty thing. Just like in our sadhu samaj, you'll never hear them say, pass the salt please. They will say Ram Ras. Sometimes we get some disease, we cannot eat salt. So everything becomes tasteless. Oh, I will die first. I will go on eating salt and die rather than eat salt, a saltless thing. It makes things tasty. So Ras means tasty thing. So in our sadhu society, we don't say pass the salt, we say Ram Ras. We won't say pass the rice, we'll say Mahaprasad. Won't say sweet rice, paramana, supreme rice, paramana. Sadhus, they have their own language. So ras means very tasty thing. By that taste, just like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, by getting that higher taste, ananivartante, one doesn't return. So Bhagavatam explains, vairaga and vidya, they automatically come from bhakti. We're not interested in this dry vairagya. One time Ridayananda said, we're not dry bhairagis, just like a stick you break. Vaishnav, he's fat and jolly. He takes prasad and he's fat and jolly. From that taste of bhakti, automatically we become detached. Vairagya yuga bhakti rasam, that bhakti ras, it's the sweetest thing. So sweet, just vairaga yuga bhakti rasam, just you want to taste it just by hearing. Vairaga yuga bhakti rasam prayatnair apayamam anabipsamandam. I did not desire to taste that sweet bhakti ras, vairaga yuga bhakti rasam, I didn't want to taste. Andam, I was in the darkest of ignorance. Anabipsam, I did not want to taste it. Anabipsamanam.
Prayatnaya, but by force that Sanatana Goswami has made me taste the sweet Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Payamam Anabipsanam. Kripambudir, that Sanatana Goswami, he's a Kripambudir. Kripa means mercy, and Ambu. Ambu means ocean. He's ocean of musi, paraduka duki. He is always merciful on those who are unhappy. We're all in this material world, we're unhappy. We're thinking we're happy, but actually our happiness is just as miserable as our distress. One time I was in Los Angeles, Prabhupada said, everybody in this world is suffering and enjoying. Then he paused and said, no, everyone is suffering. But some suffering we call enjoyment, and some suffering we call suffering. Jai Sisi Nitai Gaur Sundar Sisi Krishna Balao Sisi Radha Shan Sundar Sisi Jai. But that pure devotee, he's experiencing the highest happiness, so he wants to give that to the human society. Paradukha Dukhi. Everyone in this world is unhappy. He wants to give that happiness to them. Paradukha Dukhi. Sanatanam tam prabhum, that Sanatana Goswami is my prabhu, ashrayami, and my only shelter. So if you listen carefully in the tape, Prabhupada altered the verse. He said, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Apaya Maam Anabipsam. I did not want to take sannyas, Prabhupada said. I was seeing dream. My Guru Maharaj was calling. But I had my family life. I was saying, how I leave my family life, my wife, my children, all my business, everything. But he was calling me. So Prabhupada said, practically my God brother, he insisted. He said, actually my spiritual master insisted through my God brothers. Abai Babu, you take sannyas. He was known as Abai Babu. Abai Babu, you must take sannyas. I did not want to take, but he forced me. Prayatnayar, by force. I did not want to taste this Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Rasam. Kripambudriya Paraduka Duki Sriman Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj Prabhu Ashrayami. That Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj is my Prabhu, my master, and my Ashray, my only shelter. Prabhupada altered the verse to glorify Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj. So Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj, he's the founder of Keshavji Gaudiya Math. Not that he named it after himself, but it's in Mathura. So Mathura, there's four Devs in Braj. In Gokul, there's Baladev. In Govardhan, there's Haridev. In Vrindavan, we have Govindadev. And in Mathura, there's Keshavdev. So he named that mutt after Keshavdev, whose grand temple is shooting up into the sky from the bridge. When you go across the railway tracks, you can see this grand temple shooting into the sky. He founded the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So for some time after all of Abai's business had failed and everything, then he stayed some time in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. So he developed a very close relationship with Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj. Keshav Maharaj, I don't know many stories. I just know one story, that one time in Mayapur they were on Prikama, and we know that Bhaktisiddhanta had many people who were envious of him for exposing all of their nonsense activities. So they sent some gundas to attack the Prikama party. So everybody was frightened for Bhaktisiddhanta's welfare. So Keshav, I don't know if he was, I think he was still brahmachari at that time. Can't remember exactly the story. But Bhakti Pragan Keshav, he was very tall and thin, looking very much like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, so thin and wiry fellow. So he took Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's sannyas dress and gave his dress to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta snuck out, and Bhakti Prakankeshi was quite athletic type of fellow. So he ran, and all the gundas, they ran after him, and Bhaktisiddhanta escaped to the other side. So he was very brave, very powerful fellow. So that was Prabhupada's sannyas guru, Bhakti Prakankeshi Maharaj. So after staying in a mutt, he wasn't satisfied there. He came to Vrindavan to get his own place. Eventually he began staying in Bansi Gopal temple, not far from Radharaman, just around the little bend, and right on the bend before you get to Gadadhar Panta's Dant Samaj. There's a little Bansi Gopal. You pass Radhagokulananda, then you go around these little bends like this, and right on the second bend, beautiful temple of Bansi Gopal. Prabhupada had rooms on the upstairs floor. The second floor, I believe. So he was staying there and sometimes going to Delhi to print his Back to Godheads. When he would run out of money, then he would return and print another one and then go to Delhi. Then at some point, his first disciple, Acharya Prabhakar, got some post in the Bharati Vidya Bhavan in Mumbai. So he invited Abhai Babu to come and do some lectures there. So Abhai packed up everything, went off to Bombay. He did some lectures there. Other people invited him to other lectures. But eventually he couldn't find anybody who was very serious to take up Krishna consciousness. He returned to Vrindavan, to his Bansi Gopal temple. And Gopal, who was the mahant of that Bansi Gopal temple, he was amazed. Every other sadhu just comes and stays in Vrindavan. This one sometimes going to Delhi, sometimes going to Bombay. Like that, he was surprised. This sadhu was always moving, coming and going, coming and going. So after his Bombay experience, Prabhupada sat down and he wrote, "I am sitting alone in Vrindavan Dham. In this mood I am getting many realizations. I have my wife, sons, daughters, grandsons, everything. But I have no money. So they are of fruitless glory. Krishna has shown me the naked form of material nature by his strength that has become tasteless to me today. Yasyaham aganu grinami harisye taddanam sanai. I gradually take away all the wealth upon those who I am merciful. How was I able to understand this mercy of the all-merciful? Everyone has abandoned me, seeing me penniless, wife, relatives, friends, brothers, everyone. This is misery, but it gives me a laugh. I sit alone and laugh. In this Maya Sansara, who do I really love? Where have my loving father and mother gone now? Where are all my elders who were my own folk? Who will give me news of them? Tell me who. All that is left of this family is a list of names. As the froth and the seawater mix it again in the sea, Maya Sansar's play is just like that. No one is mother or father or personal relative. Just like the sea foam, they remain a short time. Just as the froth on the seawater mixes again in the sea, the body made of five elements meets with its destruction. How many bodies does the embodied soul take in this way? His relatives are all related merely to the temporal body. But everyone is your relative, brother, on the spiritual platform. But everyone is your relative and brother on the spiritual platform. This relationship is not tinged with the smell of Maya. The Supreme Lord is the soul of all of everyone. In relation to Him, everyone in the universe is the same. All your relatives, brother, all the billions of jivas, when seen in relation to Krishna, they are in harmony. Forgetting Krishna, the jiva desires sense gratification, and as a result, he is firmly grasped by Maya." Then Prabhupada got some invitation to go to Kanpur, so he went to Kanpur. And after preaching some there, he again returned. and he was just remembering his spiritual master. In remembrance of his spiritual master, he was seeing, as we know, so much fighting was there in the Gaudiya Math after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance, and Prabhupada was seeing all the things going on. So he sat down and wrote another poem of dejection. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, you were always compassionate toward the suffering jiva souls. On this occasion of your separation, I see only dejection. An unlimited ocean of mercy, cutting an illusion, Nityananda distributed an ocean, a flood of love of God. The Jati Gosai stopped the stream, but coming yourself, Lord, you revealed this illusion. So once again, everyone is immersed in the flood of love, even one so fallen, insignificant, and sinful as I. On the strength of Lord Chaitanya's order, you sent all of your servants door to door as gurus. There was preaching everywhere, from the sea to the Himalayas. Now in your absence, everything is darkness. O Srila Prabhupada, you were always compassionate toward the suffering jiva souls. On this occasion of your separation, I see only dejection. In the same way that Advaita Prabhu liked Gaura, so did Bhaktivinoda pray. His enthusiasm brought you, on the strength of his enthusiasm you came and made everyone understand that India is a holy land. One who takes birth in this land of Bharat must make his life perfect and preach to others. This Mahamantra message you preached everywhere. Now in your absence, Lord, everything is darkness. Your ocean of compassion has again been stopped. The spear of great misery has cut through my heart. Without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, there is just confusion. Seeing all this, the Vaishnavas feel pangs of separation. The conditioned souls are all in darkness once again. They are searching for peace, but are dying in an ocean of anxiety. O Srila Prabhupada, you were always compassionate toward the suffering jiva souls. On this occasion of your separation, I see only dejection. So Prabhupada was rather distressed. And then again, he had that dream. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta appeared to him and said, "Abhai Babu, take sannyas. Come with me." And Prabhupada woke up. He was a start. "Oh, how can I take sannyas? Horrible." Prabhupada said, "It's almost like Haribol." He said, "Horrible. I was thinking it was horrible." But then he thought, maybe, because this dream is coming again and again, maybe I should act upon this dream. So he was thinking that the representative of his Guru Maharaj was the Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, although they've broken up into different branches. He thought that is the main one. So he wrote to Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj that I have many books that I've written in English that I would like to get printed, and I can come and preach for you, and I want to take sannyas, I want to go to the Western countries and preach. And a letter came back. He said, "First you have to join the mutt, and then we will see about your sannyas. And now we want to print the satsandarbhas and many books of the Goswamis. If we get some extra funds, then maybe we can print your books." Then Prabhupada was upset. He was very enthusiastic now to take sannyas, and all of a sudden they're saying, "Well, you come and join the temple, you stay here for some time and work with us, then maybe we'll see about your sannyas if we get some money." He said, "They have no money. How will they print my books?" So he was very anxious to take sannyas, but now they were pushing back. Then he remembered his old friendship with Keshavji Maharaj in Mathura, so he went there. And Keshavji Maharaj, when he heard about his dream, said, "Abhai Babu, you must take sannyas." Then Prabhupada said, "What?" First he was upset that They were telling you have to wait. Now is Godbrother is telling you immediately take sannyas. No, wait. He said, no, you must take sannyas. Without taking sannyas, how will you become a preacher? Especially, of course, in Western world it doesn't matter, but especially in India, if you have saffron robe and danda, then people will listen to you. So for preaching in India, it was very important. Yes, you must become, you must take. Then, Bhai Babu, first he was very anxious, now he was pushing, but by force, he said, my God brother, he forced me. Not my God brother, my spiritual master, through my God brother, he forced me to take sannyas. So on this day in 1959, Abhai Babu entered the Keshavji Gaudiya Math as Abhai Babu. He bowed down to the beautiful forms of Mahaprabhu Gandharvika Giridhari on the altar there. If you've ever been there, you know there's two Mahaprabhus, a larger one. Prabhupada, when he was preaching in Jhansi, he thought he would have a center there. He acquired this beautiful deity of Mahaprabhu. When everything fell through, then he donated that deity of Mahaprabhu. If you go there, the large, there's two. One is small, one is large. The large one was donated by Prabhupada. He bowed down before the deities. And then Bhakti Pragan, there was one other older fellow. If you see the picture, very old fellow named Muni Maharaj, who became Muni Maharaj. I can't remember what his name was. And Bhakti Pragan Keshav Maharaj performed the sannyas ceremony. That time, Akinchana Krishnas Babaji was there. He told the devotees one time, I was there when your Guru Maharaj took sannyas. And you know what I was doing? Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So everybody who knows Kinshana Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, he was always chanting. So at that time, I don't know if he was sannyasa, and Narayan Maharaj was doing all the, Keshav was presiding, and Narayan Maharaj was performing the yajna and everything. And Narayan Maharaj was going like this to Krishna's Babaji, that you make it slow, because he's chanting all the mantras for the yajna and everything. And Prabhupada, from the backside, he was going like this. So then the Krishna says, I knew, your Guru Maharaj will preach the holy name all over the world. Narayan Maharaj was saying, slow, slow. And Prabhupada from backside, behind his back, up, up, more, more. So Krishna Krishnas was there chanting about Prabhupada took sannyas. Then he was wearing the white cloth of Abhai Babu. And he went back, and I think it was Kunjabihari. What is his name? Swetadweep, I think, Brahmachari. Showed him how to put on his kopans and sannyas robes and everything. So he left as Abhai Babu and returned as Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then Keshav Maharaj, suddenly asked him to speak. He wasn't expecting him. Keshav Maharaj asked him to speak. He looked out at the audience. He saw everybody was Indian. But he knew his order was to preach in English. So Prabhupada preached, lectured to the assembly of devotees in English about the importance of Krishna consciousness and the importance of chanting the holy name. And he became Abhai Charanarabinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Because there's many different sannyas names. Prabhupada's sannyas name is Swami Maharaj. There's like some are Tirtha Maharaj. Prabhupada's sannyas name is Swami Maharaj. That's why many times in Gaudiya Math they will say Swami Maharaj. And we think, why are they saying Swami? That's his sannyas name. So on this day he took sannyas and returned to Vrindavan. And now mission was solidified that I have to go somehow or other and preach this message of Lord Chaitanya. Nothing is holding me back now. Sannyasa means now there's no impediments. Before there was some impediments, now there's no impediments. I can go and speak, preach the message of Lord Chaitanya freely. So we know eventually Prabhupada again returned to Bombay, and somehow he met Sumati Maharaji. And eventually he convinced her. She was saying, "Swami, you're too old and it is too cold." So I want to go to America. He said, "Swami, you're too old and it is too cold there." But we know Prabhupada was very determined. He insisted. And finally she gave him passage. So Prabhupada took sannyas just to go to the West and preach to all of us and save us from the most hellish type of existence. Anabhipsam andam. Andam means the darkest of ignorance. We were in America, American motto is work hard and enjoy hard. You work like an ass all day long, and then all week long, in the weekend comes, you enjoy like an ass. Work hard and enjoy hard. That is the American motto. Prabhupada, when he got there, he looked around. He said, "How will I be able to preach to these people? Everyone here is absorbed in the modes of passion and ignorance, chasing after illusory sense gratification. How will they hear what I have to say?" After all, Prabhupada came to say that you give up meat eating, you give up illicit sex life, you give up intoxication, you give up gambling. And where did he go? He went to New York. Those are the four main activities of New York. Breaking those four regulative principles is the regulative principle of living in New York. It is the Kali Yuga Rajdhani. It is the capital of Kali Yuga. You go there, you will see in every intersection, there's 8 restaurants in each corner, one on each side. In each corner, 8 restaurants. What they're serving in those restaurants, we don't want to mention in front of their lordships. All we can say is, "Go Mata Ki Jai." You have no experience, most of you. 8 meat-eating restaurants on every corner. And Prabhupada, where had he left from? He left from Vrindavan, where we see the cows wandering down through the streets. And they push their nose in the doorway, and someone will give some greens. Somebody will give chapati, like that. They'll bring hot chapati and give it. The cow is sitting there. They'll give some greens, cuttings from their vegetables. They'll give some chapati. Prabhupada left this Vrindavan to go to this place where every corner is 8 restaurants serving nothing but we don't want to speak. Here in Vrindavan, where Prabhupada was staying, we see early in the morning all the ladies coming in their sari with their head covered very chastely, little thali in their hand with some rice, some kumkum, banana, some agarbati, running from temple to temple very chastely, worshipping their Lord. And Prabhupada left this Vrindavan, he went to that place. Now they've cleaned it up, but in Prabhupada's time there was one place called 42nd Street. For 2 kilometers on each side of the street, every single movie house is nothing but naked dance show. Prabhupada left this Vrindavan where they're running through the streets with their sari pulled over their head, offering incense and banana to every Thakurji and all the temples, and went to that place where they're dancing naked in front of lusty men. 2 kilometers, nothing but this going. Now they've cleaned it all up. And what to speak of illicit sex life? That is the main thing of New York City. Everywhere you see the girls walking half naked. And gambling. New York is they have these people called bookies who are booking illegally booking the gambling bets on the horse races, on the football game, on the basketball game, on the soccer game, on the World Cup. Huh? Everybody's gambling. Just nearby is Atlantic City, big casinos there, everybody can go and gamble. Prabhupada left this peaceful, quiet Vrindavan and went to all this place where all these nonsense things are going on. In intoxication. I remember the first time I came to Vrindavan, Prabhupada's rooms were not, they were just barely completed. Prabhupada was staying there. We were all staying in Fogal Ashram. That time, now of course they've remodeled Fogal Ashram. At that time it was quite primitive. Eventually nobody even wanted to stay there. One year we rented out the whole ashram, Fogal Ashram, for the devotees to stay, and nobody stayed. Now it's remodeled, of course. At that time, very primitive. We came down here to Prabhupada's house. And I remember walking back, and I saw three Brijbazis in front of me. They were walking sort of funny, bumping into each other, and like you see drunk people walk. So I came up behind them. When I came up behind them, they were walking down the street. Radhi, 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 Radhi. They were intoxicated with Radharani's name. Prabhupada left this place where people are intoxicated with the Radharani's name. He went to that New York City. You also see people walking down the street like this. But nobody's singing Radharani's name. Maybe Jack Daniel's name, but not Radharani's name. So people were completely covered with the modes of passion and ignorance. Prabhupada took sannyas on this day, 55, this is the 55th anniversary, 55 years ago, to save these people from this hellish existence. He went right into the capital of Kali Yuga, Kaliyuki Rajdhani, New York City. And it's not that he had anything more than anybody else. Somebody could say, well, anybody could have done it. Just like when Columbus sailed around, everybody thought that if you sailed far enough, then you would fall off the end of the world and you'd fall down and be destroyed. And then he sailed all the way and ran into America, unfortunately. So, well, anybody could have done that. Anybody could have done it, but he did it. Other captains of other ships, they criticize, well, anybody could have done that. But he did it. Prabhupada was the one who did it. He took sannyas on this day to go and save those who were completely, as he said, grasped in Maya's grasp. We were completely in Maya's grasp. No hope. I remember myself being born in a very wealthy family. We had everything. We had a nice house overlooking the ocean. You can see the waves coming in, breaking on the rocks. We have our own swimming pool. We have, those times it was a big deal to have color television. We had all these types of things. But my heart was empty. So going to school and seeing there was no knowledge in the school either, then I left. Just wandering here and there with the young people. Those young people were running here and there trying to find out. There must be something beyond this. There must be something beyond. I was thinking that if I don't find out real happiness, then I would just kill myself. What is the use of staying in this world with no purpose? If there's no purpose to the life, what is the use of going on? We were hopeless. And Srila Prabhupada took sannyas 55 years ago today to go and give us hope. My life was hopeless. But by running into Prabhupada's disciples and reading Prabhupada's books, our life got hope. So we're all gathered here today in this wonderful place, this beautiful temple that Srila Prabhupada established. He went penniless and he came back and built this grand temple for Krishna and Balaram. And we're all sitting here today honoring the 55th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's sannyas. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada Sannyas Mahamahotsava Ki. So since Prabhupada was very fond of Kachuris, actually Prabhupada said, I do not want to go to Krishna Loka to see Krishna. I want to go there to taste the Kachuris that are there. And we know that Srila Prabhupada called Gulab Jamans his ISKCON bullet, ISKCON goli. So from Vrindakund has sponsored today's breakfast with Kachoris and Gulab Jamans in honor of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.